Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain show. My name is Trica Saint Germain, and I have a fabulous guest tonight, someone I've had the privilege of knowing for many years. And her name is Andrea Arrowsmith, and she has an incredible ability to hear celestial music and also to hear a person's soul song, and then the talent to play it and record it for the person. And we also have a different phone number to call in tonight. We've added some new lines to the radio station, and we don't have the 800, we don't have the toll-free numbers yet for the new line. So I'm going to give it to you. It's a Northern California telephone call. The area code is 530-413-4522. And you have a rare opportunity to call in and talk to Andrea and have her play a snippet of your soul song for you. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, Andrea Arrowsmith. And hi, Andrea.
Hi there, Trica.
Hi.
It's so good to be on your show.
Oh, it was wonderful having you on it.
Thank you. It's fun. I appreciate it very much.
Well, why don't you start off by telling people about the circumstances of your hearing as you were a child, and what's happened and how you got into being able to hear these fabulous tones.
Well, I'll start first by saying that I'm hard of hearing. I'm almost deaf. I have the hardest, strongest, there you go, hearing aid you can get.
Uh-huh.
And even though I was hard of hearing as a child, I read lips so very well that people didn't know I was hard of hearing, but my parents would find me with my, this is way back when, you'll know how old I am when I tell about the radios, but I had my ear pressed right to the radio, and my parents knew that I had musical talent, but what they didn't know was how hard of hearing I was, and I took music lessons for 12 years with the aid of lip reading, but pardon me, I feel sounds as much as I hear them.
Mm-hmm. The vibrations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the music of the spheres thing came along a lot later. I've been in metaphysics and meditation and stuff for years, but I would, through my meditations and things, I would hear the angelic choirs. I would go to a certain realm, and I would, it would be a clear realm. I know it's somewhat in the ethers, but I would hear them, and then later on, this came in phases, and then later on, I heard the music of the spheres. I knew that that's what they were after a discussion about Pythagoras, and I would walk into nature, and this is in the mountains in Washington State, up in the Cascades, and I stood there, and it was like a harmonic symphony of sounds. It was somewhat similar to the angelic choirs, but not quite. And then I would ask the snow what its sound was, and the water, and the trees, and I would get a different tone. Then when I heard them all together, I realized that it was similar to the angelic choirs of other dimensions, and that each thing, including people, have a tone.
Mm-hmm.
And one final thing on that is I was talking to a lady one day. She said, I hear my own soul tone in Tide. And she said, I said, let me see if I could play it on my keyboard. And I did. She said, that's it. It happened to be the key of G. And then as I played, she had many ailments, things that were bothering her, and she felt just fine afterwards. Then another person wanted their soul song, and another one another, and I fit them all into a series of the thirds, which I realize now that the lost chord in the music of the spheres and of the infinite is in these harmonic tones. They're in every single level we've got in the cosmos. They form life along with color. It's an amazing, intricate system. And when
let me ask you this: Can you describe what the angelic music, what you hear when you hear the celestial music? Is it like singing?
Well, I can play it for you if you'd like. I can't describe it.
But
you want a verb or words?
Well, like when you first started hearing it, before you played
it. Yeah, it was like a choir.
So it sounded like
a choir.
What we would assume angels singing is like a beautiful heavenly choir.
Well, yeah, you know, you get, I don't know what the word is for it, assimilations of it with great choirs like Handel's Messiah, this sort of thing. That's really true. It goes on up there, or up there, or wherever there is. And I have seen them sing. I mean, and it's a magnificence that's
you've seen them.
Yes.
What did they? How did they appear to you?
Different way. Well, mainly I see like a choir. I see white robes and wings, and one in particular that I saw when I started out my music was. Well, I'd say this is in my book, Living the New Song, but he was about 15 feet, one of them was about 15, 20 feet tall, and with wings, and then his hands were directing the music, and the whole room filled up with them. There are beings that sing.
Mm-hmm.
And clairvoyants have seen them. Do you see them?
I do, but I don't see them. That's why I asked how you see them. I don't see angels as a form with wings.
Yeah.
I just see lights. You know, sometimes it's a pinpoint, and sometimes it's as big as maybe a golf ball or something. And I just see lights flashing and twinkling around me, and
that kind of thing.
And for a long time I thought, what are those lights? Well, you know, I knew it was something wonderful. I liked them. But
yeah.
I wasn't sure what they were, and I asked, you know, my inner self, you know,
right.
What are those things?
The
answer I got back was angels. And I said, well, why don't I get, you know, where's the wings and all of that? And they said, well, they don't always appear that way. They appear differently to people, and the way they communicate with you is as, you know, flashes of light. I said, oh, okay. I was like,
well,
I kind of wanted the wings, you know. But
well, I don't see these things every day. You know?
I don't see them every day.
No, I really
either.
Don't. And this was in the formation of the music when I first started, you know. But, man, right now, like now, I used to see them when I would play. They would come in. But right now, it's as if the music, I am the music. It just happens, you know.
Yeah, you've merged with it.
Yeah, and but it's a healing thing. I mean, it's like in the metaphysical, mystical studies, they say in the word, you know, beginning was a word,
mm-hmm.
It was a light. So, I have seen in my own metaphysical meditations and stuff. I think, for me, I saw what the source of sound and light was, and they came out from a great, well, I don't know whether you call it a great crystal or a great thing. This is for all of the universes, and I know that all forms and thoughts and everything are within this great intricate system, but I'm not a master or something, so I don't know what the heck they all mean, but I know what some of them mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, in my understanding of the universe and everything is that all that there really is vibration. Everything is vibration and frequency and energy, and it's how that energy and frequency is bent and shaped and all that, that gives it the form. And then depending on what dimension you're in, right now we're in the third dimension, moving into the fifth.
Is that right?
We see things in a more dense way because of the third dimension. So to me, and I, you know, this was a revelation that I had as a young teenager way back when I didn't even know another person that thought all these crazy things like me.
Yeah, like me too.
Yeah, is that I realized that light and color was this energy and this frequency made visible. It was the first formation of the energy being in a visual sense in the dimension that, you know, we're in, and it appeared as color, and different colors were different frequencies and vibrations. And then I realized that music and or sound notes are, of course, they do correspond to different colors, like each note has a color and vice versa. And so I went, oh, so sound is energy and frequency made audible, and color is it made visual and stuff. And of course, the more I've studied and met other people that know, you know, more than I and have branched into specific arenas of study, you know, they confirm that and say that. So, and you know, we have sound healers and people that do toning and the didgeridoo and a lot of different things that the sound makes the frequency and vibration that can heal people.
Right.
Conversely, discordant sounds can also tear and break you down.
That's true.
Yeah. So let's give people a example. Maybe we'll get more call-ins. Let me give the call-in number again, because this is a brand new number. It's not on the website. It's not in all the emails that we sent out to everybody. I just heard about this number seconds before we went on the air. The only call-in number now, depending, you know, from America, Canada, and Europe, is area code 530-413-4522. And when you call, Andrea will play your keynote and a little snippet of your soul song for you. So to give them an idea of what we're talking about, why don't you do me?
Do your soul song?
Yeah, pretend like I'm a total stranger calling you in and ask me what you'll ask these other people so that they'll know what to expect.
Okay, behind this music here, the big, in order to reach the realms we're talking about, we want to reach the highest realms of the higher human values, which I call God,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to call it God. So I say, with the people that call in, they've called in from all over the world, Arabia and whatever, and I can still hear it. So I want the person. Okay, you're the person.
Right.
Okay, Trika, you think of God in the highest, whatever that is to you. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hear a tone. And what that means is that there's a tremendous link between thought and tone. There is not even one thought that we hear that think or feel one feeling that doesn't go throughout the universe. So when you think of God in the highest, my particular gift will bring me a tone. Now I'm going to play that tone. You go ahead and think of that,
mm-hmm.
and I will lead you through this so that your listeners can see what... or hear what it's like. So,
okay.
Trika, you just for a minute now think of God in the highest, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hear a tone. And I'm going to play it for you. Can you hear this?
Yeah, it's a little faint, but yeah.
Is it faint? Okay, let me turn it up. How's that?
Better. Uh huh.
Loud enough?
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay. Okay, that's the tone of E. Now, within the tone, the soul song, what I'm going to do is to play the two chords here, the first and the second. I'm going to go between a major and a minor. Now, what I want you to do, Trika, is to not like the tone or the sound, but feel it in your body. One of them will make you feel, in some way, you'll recognize it as a vibration within yourself. You'll feel better or something, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's the first. Here's the second. Can you feel any difference?
Yeah, I like the first one better. It made me feel lighter.
What did you feel? What did make
it? It felt lighter and more expansive. Like there was more. Hello.
Hello. What was that?
Hello.
That's the phone. Hello. Hi. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Nancy from Washington State.
Nancy, hi. My regular.
This is really exciting. I've been reading your website.
Oh, yeah, we should tell people that Andrea's website is healingsoulsongs.com, right?
Yeah.
Healingsoulsongs.com. So, Nancy, you want to hear your keynote?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, so I'm going to just let the two of you. Andrea's going to do what she just did to me.
Did you hear
okay.
that, Nancy?
Did you hear any of it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Well, I heard what you.
Or where are we?
Did you hear Did you hear the questions and stuff that Andrea asked me?
Yes.
Okay, so she's going to do that same thing with you, and I'm going to be quiet and let you guys do your thing. Okay.
Great. Nancy, are you a friend of Carolyn's? Carolyn Wagner? Hello?
No.
Are you a friend of a lady named Carolyn?
Carolyn Evers. I'm not a friend, but I call her up a lot.
Oh, okay. Somebody, somebody earlier during the day said that their friend Nancy was going to call into the program. And so I didn't
Oh,
know
my goodness.
Was. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, well, you're kind of cracking your voice. Your voice is.
You have to talk really loud for Andrea Nancy because she's hard of hearing.
Okay, I will do.
Okay, thank you.
Is that better?
Okay, that is better. Thank you. Nancy, what I want you to do is to think of God in the highest, whatever you think that is. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to listen to a tone here and see what. And I'll lead you through that, I will lead you through the process after that, okay? So you just take a second and think of God in the highest, okay? Here we go. Okay. Hold on a second. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. This is interesting. Here's the key here. Can you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay. Now I'm gonna play a major and a minor chord. Okay? And I'm wondering.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to feel, not like, but feel in your body which one makes you feel better or feel more, whatever it is. Okay, here we go. Here's the first. Here's the second. This is pretty close. Can you feel the difference?
The second one.
Yeah? Okay. Now that is... an E minor. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play, just for most of those songs, on the people call me, I'm going to play an angelic rendition of what your soul song might. Tricker, how long should that be?
See how much more time we've got. We've got 35 more minutes,
yeah.
Maybe about 2 minutes.
Okay. All right, I'll play a two-minute, just a snippet of what your soul song might be, and then we could talk a little bit about it afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, that's just a little bit.
See how beautiful you are,
wow.
Nancy?
That was beautiful.
Well, that's just what we are. And, you know, with our soul song, I call it a soul song because through the soul, we are really connected with these different spheres that we were talking about it. We're really not limited to the third dimension, even though we're in it. And what the soul songs do is they have about six different aspects to them. There's first the angelic part, and then there's each person has different aspects of them. And when I make a CD for them, it takes me about 3 hours to make them. And I really go into meditation with them. There's several different aspects of a person. Now, that was very angelic and sonorous, but I have a feel that you have a very light, beautiful, tinkly side, too. You know, this guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but this is just one thing. But what the soul songs do is they put a protective harmony around you in the space that you're in, and it tracks what your soul purposes, spiritual soul purposes are, and they're very healing too.
It felt very healing.
How did you feel? What did you feel in your body or around you besides just the audibleness? But what did you feel from that, Nancy?
I felt love. I could almost say that was really close to what I heard approximately 15 years ago when I actually heard the Choir of Angels.
Mm. Oh, cool. That is great. I love
it. It's really close. I mean, it was a long time ago, but just listening to that, it brought me back to that night that happened.
Uh-huh. Huh.
So I love it, that.
Where
did you hear that Choir of Angels, Nancy?
I was at the hospital working. It was one of my first couple of weeks working there, and I was in the ER outside just standing there, and all of a sudden I heard this beautiful singing, and I actually looked up, and the only thing I can say is it looked like a form of a cloud, and it just looked like I saw millions and millions of angels all circled around inside this cloud.
Isn't that fantastic? And they were there. I know it from hearing other people too, that when all of our human stuff, you know, kind of stops at some point, we just zap in, just, and we can see and hear what we don't hear usually.
It was beautiful, and I've never experienced it again, and you came really close to it.
Hmm. Well, you know what Andrea does when she does a soul song? It's what, about, it's over an hour, isn't it? Closer to 90 minutes usually?
What? No, the soul song itself on the CD is 30, but it takes me a long time to do it. And then what people do is they put it on repeat, etc. It's one person on the phone today told me, she said, well, Andrea, she says, what you're getting at, when people play it, they're getting a healing every time they play it. So,
or, you know, and with, when I listen to mine, I don't always listen to it when I think I need a healing, as in I'm sick or I'm going through a problem. I just put it on from time to time, and it expands me. You know,
really?
It,
that's great.
Yeah, I feel more of a feeling of expansion, and like you say, getting rid of all the human stuff and just being more of who my true self is.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that along in this is that we're really living in where we're bombarded by sound that we can't hear and see all the time. TV, you know, computers, this and that and the other thing.
Yeah, high power wires.
Yeah, I mean, and what this does is replace that with the music of the spheres. I talk about it like it's just angelic choirs or something that I hear, but it's not. And Pythagoras stuff, I've got it in my book.
And do you know who Pythagoras, who was Pythagoras?
Do I know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He lived about 500
No,
years.
I mean, we know him, he was a lifetime of Saint Germain.
Yeah?
Saint Germain was Pythagoras.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That's one of, he's got quite a few lifetimes that aren't written in the, you know, everyone says, oh, he's Christopher Columbus, he's Merlin, he's, you know, Francis Bacon, and yes, all that's true, but there's a few others that he was that people aren't aware of, and Pythagoras is one of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there.
You heard it here first, folks.
What'd you say? I didn't get that.
I said, you heard it here first, folks.
Oh, that's funny. It's just, well, this soul song that we attract, I mean, it's kind of interesting because, Stryker, you were E major, and this Nancy is E minor, and oftentimes in a concert that I'll give or a retreat or something, similar people will come and you they'll be within a half note or something of each other.
Well, that's probably where all soulmates, you know, and kind of travel together, whether we're aware of each other being soulmates or not. That doesn't surprise me that you could go to do one workshop and you have a bunch of A's there.
Yeah, right.
And you go someplace else and there's a bunch of E's, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it blew me away. When it first started happening, at some time I thought that there was, I was doing something wrong, you know, and as it came about, I realized that there was something going on here.
Right. So, Nancy, do you have any more questions for Andrea?
No, but I want to thank you so very much.
Well, bless your heart, dear. Thank you.
And if you you know, go onto Andrea's website, healingsoulsongs.com.
I'm on it right now.
And you can contact her if you want her to do a soul song for you. And then she also has music. She has, I jokingly call them generic CDs, but they're anything but that. It's beautiful music she's heard from the higher realms that are sort of broader. You know, they have meaning and feeling for everybody rather than just, you know, the soul song. Your soul song is going to speak uniquely to you rather than to, you know, the multitudes. But she has beautiful CDs. She's got Angelic Choir and The Comforter and Godspeed and a whole bunch more that aren't even on her website yet that'll be up soon. But it's a nice way to, you know, buy one of those and play it and stuff. But I really suggest that people get their soul song. It's,
oh yes,
it's such a present for yourself. You know, I mean, you're buying yourself for yourself.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let me
thank
interject
you.
Something here. Just one short thing.
Okay.
That's that in most cases, soul songs, they ask me, do they change? And they could, but in most cases, when I double-check people, I ask them to call me up and we'll double-check it. But like in 10 years, you might go from a major to a minor or something like that. But no, and overall, they don't change.
Well, which is, but that did happen to me. I mean, when Andrea did mine, it was at least 10 years ago, maybe 9, but, you know, close to that. And I was an E minor.
Yeah.
Now I'm an E major. There's been a transition within myself over those years that switched me into a major, into the major side of the chord instead of the, and I think it's sort of, I don't know, I mean, it's not a good or a bad, it's just a different.
You went out.
It's just a different polarity.
Here's the difference, I think. I mean, this is what I've noticed. I mean, and it's in people. And we have major and minor within us, but usually the minor people that I've done for and I've noticed, and after talking with them, both all of us is, I'm using the word spiritual broadly, but tuned into the universe in a spiritual way, you know, in compassion with it and feeling it and so on and so forth. Usually the majors are more outgoing, and they will, in their spiritual way, they really act on in and on the world in a more of a outgoing way, where a minor will be have the same, but will keep it sort of within themselves more, sort of like moonlight and the sunlight, you know what I mean? And so when you changed, Troika, I bet you went out in the world more.
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you first did it for me and I was the E minor, my service, my spiritual service was being a support system for other people that were out there in the world. You know, like for instance, I met you by doing your website, and that's what I was doing that time. Is I was doing graphic design and brochures and logos and websites and all of that for light workers. I only did spiritual, all my clients were, you know, spiritually out there, and I was their support team. I enabled them to get, for them to get out into the world more, and took care of you know, their advertising and their promotion and things like that for them, so that they could reach more people. So I viewed it as spiritual work because I was supporting the whole, you know, the one, by enabling these people that were outgoing teachers or had a service to, you know, to do. I was enabling them to reach more people so that word could be spread. And then, you know, a while back, a couple of years back, well, when I started with the products, with creating Saint Germain's products for him in 2003. He told me, he says, it's time for you to go out in the world now. You know, I want you out there. I want you doing workshops. I want you doing seminars. I mean, he got me the radio show. You know, it's like, I want you on radio. I want you on television. I want you out there. It's your time. It's your time to go out. And I reluctantly, because I'm very comfortable behind the scenes.
Just like I am right now.
Yes.
Are you?
But I reluctantly said okay, and I guess so now I'm the one that's going out there. So I guess, and that's probably when it did change from the minor to the major.
Well, aren't you, Nancy, going out? Don't you have a talent or something that's starting to bud in there or something?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
I'm a natural healer.
Uh-huh.
But I just haven't gone out into the world. It's just within my group of people.
Yeah.
And I've been told that I'm able to hear and see and get messages, and I haven't been able to do it yet. So there's a fear in me that hasn't allowed myself to come out yet.
It's just confidence and it's just trust. And when it's just, I realize how big of a thing they are, because I went through that too.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, it's allowing yourself to believe that you're really connected and that you're really getting these messages. And the more that you allow and accept within yourself that, yes, you really are hearing the higher, you know, the higher realms and the higher messages, the more that gift will deepen and blossom and the more confidence that you will get. And before you know it, you'll be out there too.
Really?
God bless you guys.
It's true. And then, but then there's another thing I want to throw into the mix here, and that's that at this particular, we were talking about that, I think you and I were talking about the other day, Torka, but there's a new paradigm coming in here. I call the paradigm probably from Stephen Covey's book, that, you know, the eighth habit, you know, and stuff. But there's a new paradigm coming in here where all of us are finding our voice and we're helping humanity as a whole more, and we're coming out of jobs that are putting us down with into finding places in the world that gives us creativity and expansion, and we all want to help other people more and stuff. So we're definitely coming out of what Covey calls the industrial age, which confines people.
Oh yeah, we're totally changing the way.
Yeah, and so
the way we do things.
Yeah. So we gotta know, like what Trek, I think your program's so valuable, because we gotta know that we're all out there, and we all are supporting each other in a way that maybe sometimes mainstream people don't. But we are in the spiritual realm. We truly light workers.
You know. Yeah, and you know, and that was one thing that helped me. I'm like Andrea, from the time I was a little girl, I was in metaphysics and stuff and studying the higher teachings, but I was standalone. I didn't know anybody else. I had no support system or anyone even to give me confirmation and say, yes, this is really true.
And there wasn't a show like yours.
Well,
either.
And I didn't have parents that were into that or friends or anything. I mean, I was born into an Italian Catholic family, you know, and I loved going to church to look at the statues. I loved looking at Archangel Michael. But, you know, I always cried when I was in church because I felt nothing but sadness and depression and death and judgment and hell. And, you know, it was an awful place to be for me. And thank God it was in Latin in those days and I couldn't hear what they were really saying. Otherwise, I would have been even more damaged.
Oh, my gosh.
But now, you know, there's so many of us and we're all coming out, you know, and talking about these things and encouraging each other. And that was so important to me, you know, in the early 80s when everything kind of started opening up. And I went, wow, there's more people like me. I guess I'm not a weird, you know, odd alien after all. And, you know, and it helped me grow even more to know, to get confirmation and to know that other people were hearing these things and feeling these things and aspiring to that. And, you know, and that's what's happening more and more. That's part of the new paradigm, is the brotherhood. You know, the old paradigm is competition.
Right.
Everyone wants to be the one, and they're the one that wants to make money. And if you make money, somehow they think they can't make money because, you know, they've got even people that have a lot of money still have a poverty consciousness or a fear of not having it or the greed thing. We're moving into a time of sharing, and if I have it, then that means you have it too. Not that I give what I have to you, but it opens up that flow, and that, you know, we all refer each other to everybody else instead of guarding our clients like, oh, we can't let them leave us, they'll never come back, you know. It's now become a time of sharing and of openness and of supporting and helping each other and encouraging each other, and it's just going to continue to grow and grow and expand more and more. And as we do that, that will lead us all into the ascension and the golden age. That's what the golden age is all about, is the, and when I say brotherhood, I'm including women too, but you know, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the family of the one. You know, we are collectively the one, and we're starting to realize that and coming together. So,
very good.
I don't know where that came from. I just got on my little soapbox there for a minute.
Oh, I liked it. Well, it was truth, you know, truth.
And I needed to hear
like that. Truth happens like that.
Yeah.
That's what truth is. Truth will come in inspiration just like it did from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, a lot of times I don't know what I'm going to say. It I didn't know I was going to do that. It just sort of happened. So I guess I was channeling in a sense. You know?
But that's the one. I mean, it's the truth. But you see, that reinforces us. So we are one. So that reinforces the same feeling in us.
Right, exactly. You know, that encouragement and that camaraderie.
Because we feel that. We feel that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Well,
so Nancy,
ladies.
So we'll be interested in, you call me from time to time, which is great. So I'll be able to watch you.
I always listen to you.
I'll be able to watch you grow and expand as throughout the show, and pretty soon you might switch over to an E major too.
Well, I hope so.
But we, you know, we
bless
need,
you guys.
But we need those E minors too. I mean, gosh, I was an E minor for almost all of my life, so. And I was very happy there. And I'm happy doing this too. It's just different.
It's just a different thing for me to learn.
You know,
it's a different frequency.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad I met you, Nancy.
Yeah, same here. And I can't thank you enough. Your show is awesome, and you're both doing such wonderful work, and it's leading me, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh,
well, thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
I'm grateful too.
Thank
you.
Thank you for saying that. It really helps me to know that the show is helping people. So.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I know
bless
you.
You
too. Okay.
You ladies have a wonderful night. I'm going to get off so somebody else can experience what I just did.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Blessings.
Bye.
Okay, let me give that phone number one more time, because we've only got 12 minutes, so we've got enough time to do one for sure and possibly two. So people, jump on the phone. 530-413-4522 is the call-in number. So, through Nancy, you don't have to finish me now.
What?
Because we started doing me as an example, but then Nancy called in, so I guess we don't have to finish me. We've already gotten.
We can finish you.
No. We've already gotten into what an E minor and an E major is and all of that. I mean, I think we covered everything we were going to do by example anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, let's see. What else can we expand upon on what you do? And how you do it, and
well, another thing that we're doing is I do retreats, and what the music does is if we do retreats, we have what I call rounding, maybe 45 minutes of music, and then silence, and then another 40 where people go into meditation and silence, and then where we live out here in New Mexico in the woods, people can go outside then, and they find that they with that harmony, they can feel and relate to nature, to the trees, and so on and so forth. And you live right out there in Shasta, don't you, Troika, with the trees?
Oh, yes. I have my own little private forest.
And so the music does that, and we've mentioned healing. We know that it does do healing, but another thing that it does is in groups with your corporation or with your dental office or anything, if you play this type of music that I play in the background, you make the interrelationship of people more harmonious also.
Sure, yeah, because you're sending that vibration and that frequency out. To anyone that walks into the space, and
yeah,
I can see that where that would really calm people down, you know. And like, I have to tell you about this.
Yeah.
I was down in the big city. I was down in Redding today.
Okay.
And they have those factory outlet stores, and I hadn't been to one in years. And as I was driving by, I saw this big sign, and it said Disney Outlet, and that had not been there before. And I'm really a Disney freak.
Me too. I love it.
Yeah, I'm just totally into it. And I had a friend with me, and I said, you know, I just have to go to the Disney store. I just have to. Okay. And she said, yeah, okay. So I walked in there, and it was just a temporary setup. They were selling a lot of things from Disneyland and from Disney World, and, you know, things that you would find there, little sweaters and T-shirts and little pins and, you know, little tchotchkes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in, and it was a big thing with lots and lots of stuff. I walked in there, and they were playing really loud, this really obnoxious rap music.
Oh, no.
And, you know, and I looked around, and everybody that was in there, with the exception of one young mother with three little kids, who were just so wired and obnoxious that they should be playing Mozart in here, calm those kids down. But everyone else was, you know, little gray-haired old ladies. And, of course, then there was me. I'm not a little old gray-haired lady.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I color my hair. But, you know, they were playing this obnoxious rap music, and I looked at this other lady, and I said, you know, I bet they'd sell a lot more stuff if they weren't playing that. I said, I can't stand this. I can't stand this vibration. I'm leaving. And I spent, you know, 2 or 3 minutes in there.
Right.
I had to get out of there. It was just so discordant, and I was just feeling really shaken up and awful and agitated
right.
and annoyed. And I thought, I'm, you know, as much as I love Disney, I'm not staying in here.
Well, that's kind of like when I talk about the music and spheres and stuff like that, stuff, the discordant things like you're talking about, it stops us from feeling that, and then we can't connect up, and then we get the feelings like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I had an interesting thing happen. It was in the Middle East. These people had some of my CDs, and they had a tour around Palestine, you know, and they went. I really don't remember. I don't have the email in front of me, but they gave my CDs to a Jewish fellow that was in a hotel, and then they put them on into a on it, and it wasn't a war-torn area, and they said that music made the whole hotel peaceful, and that it lasted 3 days after the music was playing.
Hmm.
It sets up a thing. We're supported by huge beings, planets, everything in a harmonious way, and when we make our lives harmonious, that comes in.
Oh yeah, the flow happens, and the synchronicities, and the miracles, and the connected, the feeling connected back to the one, and receiving the messages. I mean, it does. All of that opens up when you become calm and harmonious, and reach that vibration yourself. I mean, that's what meditation is for, and that's
right.
what, you know, a lot of spiritual practices and a lot of religions chant mantras or
right.
something, you know, and that's a form of a audio meditation, and then there's the silent meditation, but
right.
both of them do the same thing. They calm you, and they clear you, and they open you to the higher realms.
Yeah.
And
then the yogis, they hear it within themselves, and they follow that sound. This I've read. I
mm-hmm.
haven't experienced it, but they apparently can follow the sound down into the light itself, which sounds exciting to me. Yeah. We got more here on Earth than we think, huh, girl?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's, you know, worlds within worlds.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got the outer world, and we've got space to explore, and there's so much there. And then deep within the oceans, that's another whole form of a universe, and there's so much stuff there. And then
oh yeah, and then the dolphins, the sound, the sonar.
The sonar, yes.
Yeah,
that's another
dolphins.
Yes, that's a the whales and the dolphins, you know, create their own.
I was going to tell you one thing, and that was that this was really interested me. I was reading in a Spirituality and Health magazine, I think it was several months ago. Scientists had put, now how they would do this, I don't know, but they put these minute computer-like strobes, you know, to measure the sound coming from a heart cell in a Petri dish, and it sounded, when they magnified it, it was like a whale song.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really neat, because there's whales, you know, the way they sound in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Well, we've got about 4 minutes, so why don't you give people your phone number and your email address and your website and, you know, so that people can contact you?
Sure. My phone number is New Mexico area code 505-757-3364. And my email address is, I'll give my home one. It's Soul Songs, SoulSongs, at newmexico.com. And New Mexico is spelled out.
Yeah, NEWMEXICO.
Right. And then the web address is healingsoulsongs.com.
Yeah, and Andrea is also a member of the OneSpirit.com directory. So if you ever forget healingsoulsongs.com, you can go to OneSpirit.com and look her up in the by name directory and reach her that way too. And OneSpirit is not O-N-E Spirit. It's the number, the digit OneSpirit.com. And I'll give a plug for my website, too.
Please do.
It's AscensionSaintGermain.com. And there's all kinds of goodies on there, pictures of Saint Germain and the products I've created for him and some messages and some articles and just all kinds of things. And from time to time, I put something new on there. And right now, for the listeners of this radio show, If you go to that website, anything that you buy and put into the shopping cart, on the very first page of the shopping cart, if you scroll down a teeny bit, there's a blank box that says voucher code, or do you have a voucher code? If you put in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, and I found out it's not case sensitive, you can use all caps or lowercase or a mix, you will get 10% off of everything that you order. Except for shipping and handling, that stays the same. But you can order as much stuff as you want and get 10% off. So we've got less than 2 minutes here. So I want to really thank you, Andrea, for being on my show.
Well, thank you for having me, my dear.
And you know how much I love your music and your work, and I'm very happy to present it to all of the listeners. And I hope they'll all call you.
Well, I hope they will, too. And I just
get their own soul song. It's a wonderful gift. You have it forever. And Andrea takes it into a studio and has it professionally engineered. And it cost her $75 just to process your soul song. So when you consider the time and the money and everything that Andrea puts into creating your soul song, it's really just a gift of service. She's, you know.
Well, thank you. I might add that John, the one that does my work, has really stayed up to date equipment, and he puts a fantastic reverb on it. Not a reverb, that's not quite right, but it's just an extra effect that makes like what you hear in the studio just about 10 times much better on the CD.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. The quality is incredible. And so next week, I have another great guest. His name is Dwayne Henkel, H-E-N-K-L-E. And he's written several books about ascension and techniques to prepare the body for ascension and how to be your own guru so you don't have to keep going to workshops and lectures and waiting for the answer. The answer will come from within. And he'll be on next week and do a little bit of light activation for everyone. And I got 1 second. Goodbye, everyone. Violet blessings until next week, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.